Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our second installment of Tevilas Kelim. Just to pick off with something we left off with yesterday, we generally say that vessels made from metal have a Torah obligation to immerse in the mikvah, if they're food-oriented vessels, and vessels made from glass have a rabbinic obligation. So you'll find many times that people have to go to the mikvah and they have like drinking glasses and some metal cutlery. So it would make more sense. You're not going to make a bracha on immersing every vessel. You're going to make a bracha on the first vessel that you immerse, and then everything else comes after that. It would make a lot more sense to make the bracha on the metal vessel or utensil, because that's a Torah obligation. But people frequently get confused about this. If all you had were glass vessels, you would make a bracha on that immersion also. We certainly make a bracha on rabbinic mitzvos. Now, we normally don't do a tefillah on immersion on plastic vessels, for example, stoneware we normally don't do, pottery, earthenware we normally don't do. And that leads to one of the most classic questions when it comes to the immersion of vessels, which is, let's say the item is made of two different materials. Sometimes you'll have maybe the pot is made of metal, but the handles are some type of rubber. Or you'll have, when you think about the blades on a mixer, maybe the blade itself is metal, but there's an extension of the blade that's plastic. So what's the barometer for whether or not you should immerse these things? So the normal rule is we focus on the material that comes in contact with the food itself. So we're really not that interested in what the handle is made of. We're much more interested in the pot itself. We're much more interested in the material that the blade is made of, not what you hold onto when you're using the blade. And that leads to one of the most classic differences of opinion in the immersion of vessels, which is, how do we treat china? China, of course, the base of it is earthenware, pottery, and then there's a glaze of glass. Based on what we explained, it would seem to be that you would focus on the glass. Glass, as we've explained, is obligated in immersion. The glass is what's touching the food. You should have to do a tefillah on it. There are many people who don't do a tefillah on china, and the explanation for that is the feeling is that the glaze of the glass is not of a significant enough thickness to render it as the defining aspect of the vessel where it's touching the food. Really, it's an earthenware plate, and it just makes it look nicer. There's a glaze on the top. But it's not that it's a glass surface. It's just a thin glaze. Like I said, there are different opinions. People should ask their local rabbi. Bonus points if you ask Rosenbaum, because Rosenbaum says you don't have to do a tefillah on china. Rabbi Einar Zichron Levracha would tell people that it's not necessary to do a tefillah on china. And this will be the same by all types of vessels with a thin glaze, such as certain types of mugs and bowls and things of that sort, that if it's made from a pottery, so one wouldn't have to tovel the base, if it's just a thin glaze, one could be exempt from doing a tefillah on the vessel. Another question that frequently comes up in the context of mikvah is, what's the story with one-time use vessels? You have an aluminum pan that you want to cook things in. Do you have to tovel it, or do you not have to tovel it? So the halacha is as follows. It's generally accepted that if you have a vessel that the nature of its use is a temporary one, then it's not considered a significant enough vessel to obligate immersion in the mikvah. So it's a common misconception. Some people think the first time I use the vessel is a freebie. You know, like I have to tovel it before I use it the second time, but not the first time. That's incorrect. If it's a substantial item that you're going to use time and time again, the halacha is you need to tovel it before you use it even once. If it's an item that really might just be a one or two time use item, then it's very reasonable to not be tovel it, because the whole nature of the vessel is not a significant nature, not a significant use. So really, when you talk about aluminum pans, it's going to depend how a person plans on using it. Some people will use an aluminum pan once or twice. Those people, according to many poskim, myself included, would not need to be immersed in the mikvah. But if you're going to use it 3, 4, 5 times, then it absolutely would make sense to be tovel aluminum pans. Probably would make sense to do it without a bracha. But if you're going to use it a number of times, it would make sense to be tovel aluminum pans. Maybe that's a downside of talking to Rosenbaum. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.